Nobody really planned this, but we've got the Addams Family musical coming to the Opera House on the Broadway Live series, and then at Lexington Comic Con, which has all sorts of stuff, you know, regardless of what you're a fan of, there's just a wide variety, including to me, two, you know, really cool things. Billy Dee Williams and Peter Mayhew from the Star Wars franchise are going to be there, which, you know, to me, the chance to meet Chewbacca would just be so cool. And that was Peter Mayhew. But the Addams Family actors that are going to be there are Felix Silla, who played Cousin It, who was basically the big mass of hair in the TV show. He was the original Cousin It, is going to be coming. And then also Carol Struycken, who played Lurch in the movies, The Addams Family and Addams Family Values, are going to be there. So they're going to get them together on Friday night for a talkback session after the first performance of The Addams Family musical. And, you know, talking to the actors in the musical, they're very excited about this opportunity to kind of, you know, get to meet a little bit of the history of the show they're performing in.
What's kind of interesting about the Addams Family is first a comic strip in the New Yorker magazine, then a TV, then in a movie, and now on Broadway. Talk to me about their appeal.
It's funny because at the same time that the show was running on ABC from 1964 to 1966, the Munsters were also on. I can't remember what network it was. And the Munsters were actually a little bit more popular as a TV series than the Addams Family. But I think, as you said, it's pretty inarguable that the Addams Family has endured as a comic strip, as a TV show, both animated and live-action TV show. And now it's a musical. I think it's kind of funny, you know, to take this model of, you know, the family and put over it the, you know, veneer of kind of the macabre and these monsters that we're sort of familiar with and how they would function as a family. Apparently, a big plot of the Addams Family musical is that Wednesday is a full-blown teenager and has fallen in love with a normal guy. And Morticia is not very happy about it. And Gomez is trying to, you know, protect Wednesday a little bit from Morticia's unhappiness, and everybody is reacting to it. So I think that is a big part of the appeal. It's just, you know, a very familiar type of dynamic to us with very exotic characters.
Winter Jam takes place this weekend, and for folks who don't know, it's probably the last regularly scheduled event focused on Christian rock with the demise last year of Ichthus.
That's right, and headlining Winter Jam this time around is Toby Mac, who just made a little bit of Christian music history last year. He was the first artist in quite a while in the Christian genre to have his album go to number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart, which that's everything that's released. On its release week, it went to number one. So he can claim that, and, you know, we'll get to see what is so number one about Toby. He's been a very active artist for a long time at Rupp Arena this weekend.
We need to note the passing of a Lexington artist. Adeline Wickman passed away this week at age 91.
Right. And, you know, it amazed me when we were writing the story about her passing that she was 91, because whenever I met her, she was, you know, it's this very vibrant, funny, witty, and elegant woman. And so it was sad to see her go. She has had a tremendous influence on Lexington art and, you know, Lexington area culture. One of her big achievements was that she designed the Eclipse Award that is now, it's sort of like, you know, the Oscar of the thoroughbred industry, and it was her design that people receive every year. She also designed the pendulum clock that is at the center of the Central Library downtown, and it's done a huge raft of really amazing work and exerting a real influence on Lexington. You know, one thing somebody pointed out to me, for 20 years she was the advertising director at Keeneland, and her work had such an artistic eye to it. She really helped make art and Keeneland, you know, somewhat synonymous in certain ways.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.